Hey.
We are going.
That's all right. Hey, we'd like to welcome you to our public hearing. The first public hearing is to hear any comments or feedback or information from you or answer any questions that we might be able to answer about the proposed commercial residential zone change. And that's on the map. Is the easiest way to look at it, I think, anyway, is to look at the map. But on the map, so it's been debated for a year or more, whether they would the town council would extend the commercial zone to along the highway out of town. And then you can see on that map that we also, the original zone description said Main Street. And yet Main Street actually goes that whole way. So that's why Main is written on there, and Main Street goes up. And that's why we picked up a couple of up on that end and one down on the other end. And so there we go. That's any questions, any concerns, anything you would like to tell us? We'll turn the time over to our audience. Please state your name if you want to make a comment. Yes.
I'm not sure. The name is Miguel Jimenez, and I have that own a property that is slated to potentially be changed to propose commercial slash residential or residential.
Right.
Slash
yes.
Commercial, better known as Thing One down here next to Howie's. That small little part. And so basically this is to include, it says a half a block or 221 feet.
Yes.
A block's defined as 442. Or,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they are roughly speaking.
Right, that's consistent with the rest of Main Street. The yellow on that map.
Oh, okay.
What it has always been is the yellow on that map, and that's what...
Which is, you know, basically a block or a parcel back.
A parcel back, yes.
And there's it's to include the proposed ones out to what I'll say the east side 70, well... Let's see, I will say block 31, 32, 34, 33, for example.
Uh-huh.
Those are already along Main Street,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And it would be, just as to clarify, they're already defined potentially as commercial residential. It's just to clarify, make sure we're inclusive.
They are, the ones on Main Street are basically so no one is harmed in this change. It has been Main Street. It's now changing to include Highway 24. So the Main Street parcels, those that have been in the commercial residential.
Sure. Understood. And it is to include both ends of the official town boundary.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. And if you'll look on the yellow out where the high school is, it already did. We already, on our current map, it started there.
Right, the west end of town is
yes,
good.
Yes, the west end of town was good. We just ended at Howie's before.
Okay.
And now as we're looking at, if there is any expansion in
sure.
Bicknell, it's got to go out
right.
Highway 24.
And as property is annexed, that allows our commercial zone to grow.
If a property is annexed along 24.
Correct.
Degrees. Okay.
And whereas right now, Main Street is finite.
Sure. Okay, thank you for the clarifications.
Yep.
I don't have any other comment.
Okay. Greg, did you? No? Okay. Hey, well, can we move on to our other one?
I think we can.
So the next thing is to look at the description. And the description is written on the notice that was mailed to everyone. Is because the description in our zoning ordinance is also in our building ordinance and also in our general plan. So we need to have a public hearing because if we change the description, then for this zone change to say it, then we have to also change it in the general plan and in the building ordinance. So that is why
we're having a public hearing for that also, because in order to amend any ordinances or general plan, we have to have the public hearing. So if you'll read that commercial residential zone description and let us, give us some feedback.
And the changes really, if you look at it, the third line down at the end where it starts the first, that's kind of the change.
Right.
That sentence there.
Well, again, if I may, Miguel Jimenez, I think it's well written. And it doesn't seem to be ambiguous in any way.
It doesn't confuse you at all?
No, it seems very clearly written. Well thought out.
Okay, great. All right. Anyone else? All right, thank you. Okay, we will close our public hearings then and wait for about 9 minutes, and then we'll start our general meeting.